الرحيم. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for granting us this opportunity. We would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the chairmanship. We would like to reaffirm our commitment to Protocol 5 of the Convention, especially as regards victim assistance through the annual reporting in order to ensure our fulfillment. And we have carried out a survey of victims disaggregated by type of injury and gender in all governorates, including those that have been liberated from ISIS. Injuries have amounted to around 34,000 injuries. Most of these injuries are among children and the youth because they were carrying out income-generating activities. Iraq is faced with many challenges that impede our fulfillment of our obligations. We need full international assistance and the implementation of programs for rehabilitation. Many governors do not have enough centers in order to provide first aid to victims. Very often they have to be moved to the city hospitals. We have to provide also victim assistance in remote areas in order to relieve injured and deal with emergency cases. Iraq has enacted legislation to provide persons with disabilities with income-generating activities. We call upon the international community and state parties to make more efforts to provide assistance and organize international programs in order to rehabilitate victims, including the provision of artificial limbs, medical aid, as well as technical instruments in order to manufacture artificial limbs and to provide also the establishment of international centers. We also are calling for assistance on the clearance of mines in order to clear areas that have been liberated from ISIS. ISIS has left many areas that were mined and have caused a great deal of displacement, especially in the Anbar governorate. The area that was cleared amounts to 468 million square meters, and the total explosives amount to 4,700 mines. The total areas that were cleared and marked 2,800,000,000 square meters. Iraq's priority is to ensure the return of displacement to the areas that have been cleared. Mr. Chairman, in accordance with Article 4 of Protocol 5, we move these stores of explosives to move them to secure areas to use them as a training in accordance with the annex. Storage techniques are in full compliance with a technical guidelines. Also, our national guidelines are being regularly updated with the help of UNMAS. Iraq needs international assistance from the high contracting parties, international governmental and non-governmental organizations in order to reduce the risk of contaminated areas, in order to implement the national strategic plan to clear mines through international organizations, and to help the national centers to survey and provide assistance in kind, and as well as physical and social rehabilitation. And we are ready to provide any information in order to facilitate this support. the Ministry of Interior and Defense, also in Kurdistan, are making efforts in order to decontaminate areas. However, the contaminated areas are so vast that it is impossible to do so on our own. Finally, we would like to thank and express our appreciation to all member countries, non-governmental organizations, and donor countries that assist Iraq and provide us with donations and technical assistance in order to clear Iraq and ensure reintegration.